Hi everyone, it's the holiday season and we are celebrating as well, along with Lynn and Rick Shippey. The holiday season is a special time for connection and cheer. Lynn and Rick Shippey of Shippey Realty and Auction hope you and your loved ones enjoy the gifts of love, peace, and happiness this Christmas. Merry Christmas and happy holidays from Lynn, Rick, and staff.
Ready to dive into the heart of America's agriculture? Uncover the secrets of successful ranching with Tri-State Livestock News and revel in the wisdom of America's most astute ranchers. Explore some reputable commercial cow herds, high-performance feeder cattle, and progressive auction markets. It's all in the Tri-State Livestock News. It is what ranchers read.
Season's greetings from the North Dakota Cowboy Hall of Fame in Medora, North Dakota. Enjoy the warmth of Christmas, the promise of a new year, and the endearing heritage of the West.
So here's something that was submitted to us from the Valentine Public Library. Carrie and the crew over there do a great job. And it's called The Christmas Tree That Survived the Nazis Still Lights Today. Janus Kentz still lights a miniature tree each year. Here's a story should warm your heart. A Polish POW who survived Nazi imprisonment still has a miniature Christmas tree that he managed to smuggle into the camp, which he still lights every year. Janusz Kent, 87, lives in England and lights his tree in memory of his parents and the experiences he had as a youth. In London, England, Janusz Kent was featured in the Daily Mail for his practice of lighting a miniature Christmas tree, which was given to him by his parents in Poland during World War II. Captured by the Nazis during the Warsaw Uprising, Kent was imprisoned in Stalag 11A in southern Germany. The Nazis forbade prisoners from having Christmas trees, but they did not know about Kent's miniature tree, which he managed to smuggle into camp. One evening, after finishing his meager meal of watery soup, Kent gathered some tiny candles and lit his tree. Other prisoners saw the candles and came to his barracks, viewing it through the window. Thousands of inmates began to sing Christmas carols in their native languages. The Nazis could not stop Christmas, or the Allies for that matter. The Christmas was Kent's only one served in Nazi detention, as the camp was liberated just 4 months later. However, for Kent and his little Christmas tree, a long career of 58 years had only begun. Kent kept the tree as he was transported to England and treated in a hospital for wartime injuries. After the war, he earned a degree in architecture and went to work in England. Each year, Kent told the Mail that he would light the tree in honor of his parents. Kent continued his tradition and was finally able to share the tree with his parents after reuniting with his family 15 years after the war. Kent and his wife of 50 years still live in England today, and just this Christmas, they lit their tree together. Kent's wife, Helena, 81, told the interviewer, "Every year when we light the tree, we feel so close together, so lucky that we have each other. That unit survived all of those horrible years, and it makes Christmas come alive for us." Kent said, "The tree has seen better times, having survived a fire and the other mishaps, but every year it makes us both feel grateful that we have had such a beautiful life together." So the Christmas tree that survived the Nazis that still lights today. The Cherry County Visitors Promotion Board invites you to spend a little time down in our neck of the woods, north central Nebraska, Cherry County in the Valentine area. Find out how you do that by going to visitvalentine.com or just jump on Highway 83 or Highway 20, crisscrossing across the nation. The Cork Thorton Memorial Ice Fishing Tournament, late January, Valentine's Day and the Bull Bash, February 14th. Visitvalentine.com.
And why does Santa go through the chimney, everyone?
Because it suits him.
Oh, very good. Soot, get it? Soot. What kind of motorcycle does Santa Claus ride?
Harley Davidson, of course.
A Holly Davidson. Holly Davidson. Okay. You're good. What was wrong with the Grinch on Christmas?
He was green. That's
no
enough.
Kidding. That's right. He was feeling claustrophobic.
Oh, okay.
Who is Santa's least favorite reindeer?
Comet.
No, this is funny. Rudolph.
Oh, because he's rude?
I guess. Huh. Oh, why don't you ever see Santa Claus in the hospital?
Because he's never sick.
Because he has private elf care.
Oh, that helps. If you have something to share on the good stuff, be sure to send it to kimhburge@gmail.com. Keep listening to this great radio station for more of the good stuff.